This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
So, you know when you hear that you're getting a new boss, at first everyone's nervous and wondering what's she going to be like, what's the new vision going to be?
Are we going to keep casual Fridays?
Absolutely. Are we even going to keep doing what we've been doing the other days of the week? Then the new boss arrives. It's the first day, and, well, you find out.
That's what's happening today at Genzyme, the $20 billion sale of the state's largest biotech firm to the French drug giant Sanofi Aventis wraps up this week.
And today, Genzyme gets its new boss, Sanofi's CEO, Chris Viehbacher. WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch, was in Cambridge to get a feel for the future of the company. He's here now. Hi there, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So I understand that Mr. Viehbacher is actually making the rounds at the Genzyme campus today, marking the transition with employees.
Yeah, this morning he basically went floor by floor in that 12-story building, having coffee with employees at the company headquarters in Cambridge. And right now, I think he's just wrapping up a talk with the workforce out at their Framingham facilities. When I talked to him this morning, Viehbacher said that his message to them is simple.
Well, the first thing I tell people today is give the new Genzyme a chance. It is very clear that if you've grown up in the biotech sector, that the big pharma sector is very different. At the same time, we have a number of opportunities.
And so he says to maximize those, he's not going to be out to sort of impose Sanofi styles on Genzyme, which, you know, is a smaller company, has a pretty strong entrepreneurial research culture.
That it does. And it's interesting to hear him talk about those very different cultures. I mean, bringing Genzyme into a company that I believe is 10 times its size.
Yeah.
So what's the atmosphere at Genzyme today?
It's not boring. I mean, there's a sign in the foyer basically saying it's a new dawn and there are spiffy young consultants running around helping with the integration. You hear French spoken in the hallways. I mean, it's got to be a really exciting time. Pretty unnerving, too.
Ooh la la and sacré bleu all at the same time. And, you know, Kurt, one of the things that I guess in major mergers like this one that a new CEO often wants to do is really make his or her mark kind of right off the bat. So what's Viehbacher doing?
Well, he says he wants to make his mark by letting Genzyme make its mark. And the thing is, Genzyme is a smaller drug company, didn't always have the money to pursue everything that it wanted to do. And it had a lot of production problems recently, still does, and that sort of constrained it financially. And so here comes Sanofi, and Viehbacher's like the dad with the deep pockets, and he's giving things the green light.
As an example, there were 6 research and development projects that were frozen due to lack of funding. You know, one of them is for Niemann-Pick, which is a very rare disease, right in the heart of what has made Genzyme a strong company. So we're starting funding of that today.
And funding for 2 others, a therapy for joints and an ophthalmology one. He says there could be more.
So a whole new raft of project. That actually sounds really great, Kurt. But practically, don't a lot of mergers fail because in the end, they can't actually successfully integrate the cultures of the two companies?
Yeah, that's a clear challenge for him and the new leadership. But it's also clear he's aware of that. And I asked him where he wanted the Genzyme unit to be in a few years. Besides growing revenues, he says he's going to measure success this way.
So I think as I look at the business, I certainly am going to measure this by how many people are from Genzyme are still with the company in 3-4 years. Have we been able to create a unique culture where people still feel comfortable?
That's a great question. Mm. It kind of reflects his understanding that Genzyme's value is in, you know, top quality people. So he doesn't want to see them picking up and going to other firms. And that's his measurement. I'm going to be interested to see how that turns out, too.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch, thank you so much.
You got it.
Coming up, we'll delve into the debate over a Lexington High School student's production of a play about the 1999 Columbine Massacre. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.